This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. King County Councilmember Reagan Dunn pled guilty yesterday to driving under the influence. Last month, he drove his pickup into a ditch and was charged with DUI. And this week, Dunn walked into the Seattle Times building with his lawyer and told reporters the story. How's this going to play with the public? Joining us is Christian Sinderman. He's a local Democratic political consultant. Thanks so much for stopping by, Christian.
Oh, my pleasure.
Just last month, 40 years since Richard Nixon had to resign the presidency because of the Watergate cover-up. And since then, many politicians, when they get caught, come clean. What does Dunn have to gain from this strategy?
Well, honesty is always the best policy in these types of situations. And frankly, Dunn's done everything right so far. What he has to gain from it is two things. One is he gets to control the story from a tactical and political perspective by disclosing everything down to the gory details of his own struggles with alcoholism. He's creating a space for himself, not just to enter into the recovery that he needs to from a personal level, but also gain some space professionally and politically where it's difficult, if not impossible, for anyone to question his motives and question his actions when he has gone so above and beyond sort of even typical levels of disclosure.
And in fact, he said public officials should be held to a higher standard. And I guess these days that includes going right to the media with it.
Yeah. The second advantage to what he did is in a day and age of bloggers and 24-hour armchair journalists and people sniffing around court records looking for gotchas, by coming straight out with it, he not only does he manage the message, but he also can manage the flow of information, which is really important. You look at some of the other scandals that have dogged public officials or athletes or whoever in recent years and months and even days. It is a matter of it's better to put all the stuff out all at once, let people react to it, and then give some space for some compassion.
Does the Councilmember Dunn's DUI conviction hurt him at all? I mean, maybe he's handling this embarrassing thing well, but does it hurt him politically?
There is not a single case that I could recall where a first-time offense for drunk driving or other sort of where harm was not done to another person has been a problem in terms of being reelected. Now, is it a barrier to higher office? Perhaps. Is it a barrier to other ambitions? Perhaps. But with respect to public officials, Republican, Democrat, nonpartisan, getting reelected in the state of Washington, I could not personally think of one case where it's been a problem.
Christian Sinderman is with us, and he's talking about County Councilmember Reagan Dunn, who went to the Seattle Times and openly told them about his DUI conviction, obviously trying to put it behind him. Is the story over as far as what he needs to do to recover?
Yeah, and so assuming all the details have now been aired, and there's nothing else that could possibly come forward that would cast a doubt on the veracity of what he said, I'd say it's pretty much done. There'll be some analysis like our discussion right now. There'll be some, a little bit of armchair quarterbacking. But now comes the time when the wheels of justice will grind forward and his own recovery will move forward. And I think the Times called it right when they noted that they didn't disclose his past stint in rehab because it was nothing there to impact his job.
That's important. Yeah. One of the little detail of this is that the Times knew that he'd been in rehab before the last election, did not go with the story.
Right. And I think that's a very fair way, and I think that's a generally accepted way to approach these things. And I think, frankly, voters do that too. If someone's personal life doesn't impose or doesn't harm their ability to do their job, then usually voters don't care. And that's why attacks on these types of personal issues, we see it on messy divorce records. We see it on DUIs. We see it. It feels like fodder for elections, but voters don't like it. Voters don't want to engage and they don't want to dig into that unless there's a clear connection between the official's ability to do their job.
Christian Sinderman, thank you so much for stopping by. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Christian Sinderman, local political consultant, talking about Reagan Dunn, the county council member who walked into the Seattle Times with his lawyer and told them about his DUI conviction. This is The Record on KUOW.